Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Ms. Lohan, let me just tell you a couple things so we have no misunderstandings. You need to follow the laws just like everybody else. You're no different than anyone else. So please don't push your luck.
There's Judge Keith Schwartz trying to drive some sense into Lindsay Lohan. She's facing felony grand theft charges, as you may have heard this week, over a $2,500 necklace, which she allegedly shoplifted from a jewelry store. It's almost as though she and Charlie Sheen are having some kind of tabloid competition, and both of them have found their way onto this week's countdown, as a matter of fact. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we summarize the top 10 hits for the week ending Friday, February the 11th. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. And this week, Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen share the number 10 spot. In fact, number 9 item this week is all the talk about the Super Bowl. The game is over, but there's still a lot of conversation about the commercials and Christina Aguilera's fumbling of the national anthem, all of that sort of thing. Here's host Jeff Bolton, who talked to an attorney about a lawsuit being filed by hundreds of angry people who paid for their Super Bowl tickets. They were seats that didn't actually exist.
Most of us are going to say, okay, let's find a reasonable point. I have to believe this, Clinton. You know the sort of the psyche of plaintiffs and defendants better than the rest of us do, but I have to think most people are going to go, okay, do what's equitable for them. If you're like me, and I didn't go to the game, I don't have a dog in the hunt here, most of us are going to go, okay, do what's equitable to the people. Clearly, you're going to refund the cost of the tickets. But I think that they would also, to a point of being reasonable, would refund the cost of these people's trips and invite them back next year and do some of those other things. But apparently the NFL's not doing that. They're saying, look, we'll give them four times face value for the ticket, but that's it.
Well, they've also offered them tickets to the Super Bowl next year. But so what? That may not be their team that's going to be in the game. I mean, from a pure legal standpoint, yeah, this is breach of contract. You bought something from me. It's not really fraud. I mean, the NFL didn't intend to deceive. So, you know, all their essentially all their damages, travel, food, the cost of the ticket, et cetera. But that is just, you know, peanuts doesn't do that justice to the NFL. This is nothing money. The problem they've run into is what this has done to their image, what this has done to the feel good that the NFL has with the public, and that's why they need to get out front on this thing. And they just only offered 3 times the ticket at the beginning. Now they're throwing some Super Bowl tickets on top of it, but that's getting very little play. What's getting all the play, as you mentioned, the crying kids and these people that came all the way to Texas and did not get to go into that football game. It's really something that image is going to stay with the public for a long time.
Number 8 on the countdown is the severe winter weather and the global warming discussion that always goes with it. On the CBS Early Show, Chris Raggi talked to a physics professor about the series of snowstorms that have been pounding the U.S. and asked if anything to do with global warming.
I think everyone wants to know, very simply, 9 storms in 7 weeks. Why is this happening? Why is this happening?
Well, snowstorms take place when dry, ice-cold weather from Canada and Alaska bump up into moist, warm air from the Gulf of Mexico. Monster storms like this are caused by fluctuations which draw more icy weather from the north, and there's more moist air in the Gulf of Mexico because it increased temperature.
What are some of the theories behind this extreme weather, though?
One theory says it's random natural fluctuations in the weather. For example, we have something called El Niño in the Pacific around the equator, which is helping to divert cold air into the United States, and also the North Atlantic oscillations, air currents in the North Atlantic, which again is helping to pull down more cold air into North America.
I think a lot of people want to talk about global warming and thinking that that may actually come into play here. Is that accurate? Is that having an effect on what's going on?
Yes, it seems to violate common sense. But as the Earth begins to heat up, that means more moist air in the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico on average, which creates more precipitation and eventually more snow. So global warming is caused when sunlight hits the Earth and turns into infrared red radiation, heat radiation shown here. And it's sort of like a Roach Motel. Yeah. Light checks in, but the heat does not necessarily escape.
Coming up, legal problems for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and AOL gives Arianna Huffington a couple of $100 million when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week. I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number 7 on the countdown, the legal problems facing Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. Host Dina Guzovsky talking to international extradition attorney Douglas McNabb about the charges against Assange and what's likely to happen next.
Assange's lawyers have pretty much said that if he is extradited to Sweden, he could then be sent to Gitmo or even executed here in the United States. How likely are either of those scenarios to turn into reality?
Well, I don't think the issue involving being detained in Gitmo is a real issue. With regard to potentially facing the death penalty, of course, it would depend upon two things. One, if Mr. Assange were charged with an offense that potentially carried the death penalty, then that's on the table. However, I, from a practical standpoint, don't see Sweden or any other European country agreeing to an extradition of Mr. Assange to the U.S. without an assurance from the U.S. government that Mr. Assange would not be facing the death penalty.
The AOL purchase of the Huffington Post, number 6 on the countdown. Mark Hemrick talked about the $315 million deal and the power that Arianna Huffington is now likely to have.
AOL is stepping up its efforts in news and online advertising with a $315 million deal to buy Huffington Post. The acquisition is among the most aggressive moves so far by AOL CEO Tim Armstrong. It's in an effort to reshape the fallen internet icon.
What they get with the Huffington Post is a brand more than anything. They get the Huffington name, and it's a name that says to most people news and current events, which is what you don't think of for the most part when you think of AOL.
AOL will also be adding the Post co-founder Arianna Huffington to its management team. Her expertise has helped the Post grow to one of the top 10 current events and global news sites.
Few other news organizations have been able to reproduce that as quickly. So they get someone who knows how to produce growth, and that's sort of what they're looking for.
After the acquisition closes later this year, Huffington is to run AOL's array of content. It's a growing portfolio and includes popular technology sites Engadget and TechCrunch, local news sites Patch.com, and online mapping service MapQuest.
The number five item on our countdown this week, the scandal and subsequent resignation of New York Congressman Christopher Lee. Lee resigned after a shirtless photo showed up on Craigslist, where he apparently was looking for a little extra hoochie-coochie-coo, you know what I mean. Talk host Scott Voorhees talked about the way the news media seems to want to keep this story going, even though the congressman has already said he quit.
I don't care about his statement. I want everything to be best for especially the child involved here, but I no longer care if there are other women, if other women come forward and go, yeah, I got a picture like this, or I had an affair with him last year. I don't care because he's no longer a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He's not my spouse. He's no relative of mine. So the fact that the news today is all digging, like Gawker.com, and you can bet that the National Enquirer and the rest of these websites, and probably because he's a Republican, you've got the Soros crowd looking into it. You can bet that they're going to be out there trying to dig up more dirt on this guy. What is the point? He is now a private citizen. He resigned. He did the right thing and resigned. Based on sending a shirtless picture of himself without anything prurient in there, there was no extramarital affair involved. There was nothing dirty in the exchange. It was just kind of a sleazy thing that his wife wouldn't appreciate. Did he make the right votes on behalf of his constituents? Yeah, maybe. I think it comes down to judgment call, and I'm glad he resigned. So I'm done with Congressman Christopher Lee, and I would think the news media after today would be done with him as well. They'll have a special election in his district soon, and they'll find someone to replace him who can hopefully keep his shirt and his pants on.
President Obama's proposal to give states jobless aid, number four on this week's countdown. Talk host Vicki McKenna doesn't think much of one of the president's suggested solutions.
Barack Obama heard on November 2nd, double down on my spending. All across the country, including here in Wisconsin, but also in Ohio, in Indiana, in Florida, voters went to the polls and indeed rejected matching dollars for specific rail projects with the election of Scott Walker. That was the rejection of Jim Doyle's Lobbyist Express, the Cow Speed Rail. That was part of $9 billion in original stimulus money. Well, nobody wants the money. Nobody wants the projects because they're not projects, they're coupons to build projects we can't afford. And so what did Barack Obama decide to announce? Why, not $9 billion, $53 billion. You thought the $9 billion was great. No, we got $53 billion, and he has charged his Department of Transportation to begin selecting the corridors for new projects, specifically to increase passenger rail ridership in the United States with a down payment to the failing Amtrak. Amtrak has never even broken even. And the Department of Transportation is going to go around. It's going to select projects. It's not going to even pretend the market will select the projects. Or high-density corridors will be the areas getting the projects. No, USDOT is going to go through and select areas, no doubt attached to political support, to dangle $53 billion of your dollars as a coupon, as a down payment for rail projects that we already said we didn't want.
One of the ways many Republicans have suggested that we help the economy is by defunding the health care reform bill, and that's in focus next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Oleg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number three on the countdown, Obamacare and the repeal efforts. There have been a lot of conversations this week about health care. Actually, been a lot of conversations for a couple of years. Talk host Dan York speaking here to Congressman Dan Gordon of Rhode Island, who's actively trying to do something about this for his state. He's introducing a proposal called the Rhode Island Health Care Freedom of Choice Act.
We've got a freshman representative who's doing something substantial off the top in lieu of trying to name Christmas trees and the like. Representative Dan Gordon, who replaced John Laughlin, who ran for Congress and got beat by David Cicilline, introduces House Bill 2011, which he calls the Rhode Island Health Care Freedom of Choice Act of 2011. The bill, he said, will ensure the rights of Rhode Islanders that are to be protected against unprecedented federal mandates that are unconstitutional. Never before in our history of our country has the federal government attempted to force the American people to purchase a product from private industry under pain of penalty. We, the people of Rhode Island, simply wish to retain our rights to freedom of choice. And so that is what he has proposed. The government, I'm reading from the bill, may not interfere with a resident's right to purchase health insurance with a resident's right to refuse to purchase health insurance. The government may not enact a law that would restrict these rights or that would impose a form of punishment for exercising either of these rights. No provision in this chapter renders a resident of this state liable for any penalty, assessment, fee, or fine as a result of the resident's choice not to procure or obtain health insurance coverage. The Newsmaker line, we go. And on the Newsmaker line is the freshman rep, Dan Gordon, from Portsmouth, Tiverton, Little Compton, District 71. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. York.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. One quick correction. It's actually H5152, sir.
Okay, I said 2011. That's the year. I'm sorry. It's 2011.
Okay.
H5152. If you're trying to look it up, folks, it is H5152. So, tell me the premise, tell me the thought process, and tell me how far you think this conversation is actually going to go.
Well, I'm hoping the conversation will gain a little traction. What the premise of it is simply, as it states in the bill, it's very simple language, just a few sentences, and as it says very plainly, we wish to remain, to keep our constitutional right to choose, our freedom of choice. As far as gaining traction, I'm hoping that it will. I actually sent out an invitation to all House members yesterday on both sides of the aisle to attend today's press conference, to take part in this and discuss it.
You have a press conference specifically for this scheduled?
Yes, I do. Today at the State House at 3 p.m., room 313.
Okay. What is your constitutional scholarly basis for this argument?
Well, essentially, the legal standing that the presidential, the executive branch at the federal level is taking is that this is constitutional under the Commerce Clause, which is patently incorrect. The mandate to buy health insurance does not regulate the health care or insurance markets. It regulates the doing of nothing. Previously, everything under the Commerce Clause regulated activity. In this instance, this is the first time in history that there's an attempt being made to regulate inactivity. In other words, penalizing you for not buying something.
Obamacare, number 3 on the countdown. So recapping at this point, Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen at number 10. The aftermath of Super Bowl 45 is number 9. Severe winter weather and global warming, number 8. WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, number 7. Number 6, AOL and the purchase of the Huffington Post. The scandal involving Congressman Christopher Lee is at number 5. The president's jobless aid to states proposal, number 4. Efforts to repeal and defund Obamacare, number 3. That leaves us numbers 2 and number 1, and they're next along with your calls at 800-510-8255.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Near you.
Talk radio coast to coast.
800-510-8255. As we focus on the countdown of the top 10 from this week, we're counting down to that number one item. And number two is the GOP budget focus on cutting the budget, as it were. How much can we take away, et cetera, et cetera. On the radio, talk host Bill DeMay talking here with Congresswoman Virginia Fox of North Carolina about the way she went after some of her fellow Republicans when they started downsizing the amount of cuts that were or had been proposed.
Listen, thank you for giving them heck. I read in the National Review you went after these Republicans. What is this $40 billion stuff? They made a pledge for $100 billion, and that's not enough.
Well, you know, it's like Harry Truman. They said, give them hell, Harry. He said, I just tell the truth, and they think it's hell.
So, all right, tell me what's really going on here, because you have 90 freshmen. I think they're all on the same page, I think, with you. What happened? I mean, we had, Paul Ryan and some folks that were talking some serious numbers. What happened?
Well, I tell you the truth. I think what happened is the staff said, look, this is what we promised, and this is the same as what we promised because we're 5 months into the fiscal year. But that's too complicated to explain, Bill. And it just won't work. So we said, we got to get it done this way. And folks, let's get it done. So we're going to get it done.
Well, I would like to see that because between you and I, you may listen, no one else is listening. You can just be very honest with me. Well, you always are, no matter who's listening. $100 billion. We're spending almost $1.5 trillion. We don't have that money. I mean, really, it should be like 10 times, the amount. So are you getting feedback from constituents saying, what's going on down there?
I know I'm getting letters from people saying cut $100 billion. That's the message I think most people are getting. And that's what we're passing along. And honestly, I think that's what our leadership thought they had done. I mean, in the sense that 58 was the proportionate share of the budget for the rest of the year. But again, this is it's too hard to explain. We want to do $100 billion, and that's the direction in which we're heading. And I think people will be pleased about that. We don't need to be splitting hairs. That's the point.
Well, I think the message is important, and I know you get that, and you're right. To explain the budget and why this is the same thing wouldn't really play well with the folks, and they're looking forward to that $100 billion.
All right, so there's Bill LeMay and Congressman Virginia Fox. So where do we go from here with the number two item on the countdown, 800-510-8255? What do you think ought to be cut? Are the Republicans all on the same page? I'm guessing that there are some moderate Republicans who are not thrilled with some of the ideas that are coming from the Tea Party Republicans. Over in Alabama, talk host Richard Dixon here with a financial expert about some of the ideas that have been put forth, especially the ones by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
Something that I think is not getting the kind of attention it deserves, and that is Rand Paul's radical new ideas for reshaping the government of the United States. He's in a weakened Republican Party in the Senate, that is to say that they don't have control in the Senate. But it's not keeping him from throwing some ideas at the wall to see what sticks, not the least of which is this Regulatory RAIN Act he wants to push. Rather than mine try to spell it out, why don't you tell folks what that means?
Well, Rand Paul is doing a lot of great things, and it's great that he's co-sponsoring it. But actually, this was introduced last year, and the big heroes here, in addition to Rand Paul, are Jeff Davis of Kentucky in the House and Jim DeMint in the Senate, as well as Senator Paul already has about 20 co-sponsors on this in the Senate for this time. What this is, Richard, is basically, we all know that Nancy Pelosi said, you know, about the health care, we have to rush to get this passed and then wait to see what's in it. The problem is, even if congressmen do spend the time, and even if the general public spends the time to actually read the thousands of pages of a bill, sometimes they don't know what's in it because it all depends on the regulator's interpretation of what's in it. And frequently regulators, they actually make law in their interpretations, and sometimes Congress deliberately passes the buck so they can say, well, that's not me, that's the bureaucrats who are doing that. And of course, bureaucrats are unelected, so there's an issue of unaccountability. And Congress can always vote down a law. In fact, there's a procedure called the Congressional Review Act to do that. But that's vote down a regulation, but that's very rarely have been used. What the RAINS Act would require would be for Congress to, if there is a regulation estimated to cost the economy more than $100 million, Congress would actually have to affirmatively approve that regulation, or else it doesn't go to get enacted and the agency just goes back to the drawing board.
All right, so more input here. Pretty interesting to see how this thing actually is faffing out. Let's finish up our focus on the budget and the reductions proposed this week. The number two item on the countdown by listening to an interview with Fox News' Juan Williams talking about the fight going on this week over budget cuts.
The Democrats are holding to the line that right now, let's just keep the government open. Nope. Additional cuts for 2011 will address the big cuts come 2012. That's what they say. I'm just repeating that line because, you know, when politicians say, yeah, we'll do it in the future, typically it never gets done. But here comes now the Democrats holding the line saying no more cuts for the 2011, and Republicans having initially said we're going to have $100 billion in cuts. That was the claim during the campaign season. Then going down to 70, and then finally now Cantor and Boehner and the leadership saying, well, we're going to try for about $32 billion in cuts, and suddenly they don't even have support for that because, again, the younger Tea Party-oriented Republicans coming in are saying, no, we need more cuts. Well, you know, that puts the Republican leadership in a very tough spot. They've got Democrats there who are saying we're not helping. And they've got the Tea Party folks who say, oh, no, it's not only that we want the $32 billion in cuts, we want even more. So it looks like they could come away empty-handed again. And, you know, the one that struck me was Peter King, who's a Republican from New York, Long Island. He helped to bring down one of Eric Cantor's favorite U-cut proposals. That's what the Republicans call it on the Hill. You know, U-cut here, here's an idea, was to cut about $178 million from the United Nations for some building materials, you know, security stuff up there in New York. And Peter King said, absolutely not. That's not the right thing to do because he's focused on terrorism. So you understand people have local concerns, and they're going to let them trump this effort by the Republicans to say, you know, we've got the majority now, thank you, voters, and we're going to cut as we promised. So far, no deliverables on that promise.
All right, more promises, the usual business with the politicians being as they are, true to themselves and true to our expectations, zippity-doo-dah, maybe the song that applies to that. All right, just as an aside here, before we get to number one on the countdown, a list of people that have made it onto the charts this week. At number 10, Charlie Sheen, no surprise there. Number 9, Lindsay Lohan. Number 8, Aaron Rodgers. Number 7, Julian Assange. Number 6, Christopher Lee, the congressman. 5 is Al Gore. Number 4, Hillary Clinton. Number 3, Wael Goman. Number 2, Hosni Mubarak. And Barack Obama is number 1. And that gets us to number 1 in just a moment. We'll spend time talking about Egypt, which is expectedly the number 1, the political crisis there, the number 1 problem to be discussed. And it is front and center next on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Senior Army Chief of Staff has said that all demands are going to be met by tonight. The Supreme Council is meeting now without the Commander-in-Chief, Mubarak, so the feeling is that by tonight he will resign.
There's Barbara Walters on The View talking about the obvious. It's pretty interesting. as we try to piece together how it's going to look now after Mubarak leaves. We go back in time. I'm interested in listening to some of these talk radio shows and their perspective earlier in the week. Mike Broomfield is here from his radio program. And the question comes up as to whether or not we're going to move from one dictator, Mubarak, to another one, Suleiman. Here is how it shaped up, the debate, the discussion shaped up earlier in the week.
For all practical purposes, Hosni Mubarak is not just a lame duck, but he's powerless. Big difference. He declared himself a lame duck by saying he's not going to run in September. There'll be free elections. They'll elect a new president. That made him a lame duck. But now he has kind of rendered himself powerless. He's a toothless lion right now. But he's not going to let go. He's going to fulfill whatever he believes his oath and his obligation are. And it sounds to me, I've got to say this, I don't know much about Hosni Mubarak, obviously, personally. He sounds as if he loves Egypt. He's going to step aside. He's going to do what the people say and what they have demanded. He's going to step away. He's saying he's not going to do it right now because the country would decline into chaos, but he's turned over power to a brand new vice president that he named, and now the military. But you need to be careful what you wish for, and that this is what you're going to hear, is that caution is the thing. Because I don't believe that America ought to dictate what other nations do. I don't believe that's an American ideal. I think Americans will do what they can to get rid of dictatorships so that the people can decide. But if you think that Omar Suleiman is the voice of the people and you think that he is a voice of free speech, you're wrong. And you'll hear audio from him a little bit later on blaming. He blames radio. He tells protesters to go home, tells them not to listen to the radio. But Omar Suleiman is telling the citizens of Egypt to not listen to the radio. Don't listen, especially to satellites, because of outsiders. Listen.
Do not listen to the radios and the satellite TV channels that only want to create chaos and to make Egypt look bad.
And here you have Suleiman saying, don't listen to your radios, don't listen to outsiders, don't listen to the satellite. And the issue is now either you're for freedom of speech or you're not. You can deny, you can refute, you can disagree, but when you want to silence, you have to ask yourself, is this a wave of freedom, or is this just going from one dictatorship to another? That's got to be the question. The people of Egypt are going to have an opportunity to freely elect a government. Whether we like who those people are or not, we need to make sure. I would hope the Americans would have a say or would try to assure that it is a free election that the people decide on and not moving from one dictatorship to another.
All right. Interesting speculation and thought pattern there on the countdown. Here's Bill calling the radio program from Missouri with some thoughts on what we need to do in terms of Egypt and maybe other areas of the world.
I think the role that the U.S. has played in Egypt for the last 30 years has been disastrous. We've given this country over $40 billion, and I would probably bet that half of that is in a bank account for Mubarak. He's done nothing for the people. We've seen this over and over again in our country. We saw it with the Shah of Iran. We saw it with Pinochet in Chile. We saw it with Noriega in Panama. This is our foreign policy. We bribe these dictators to do what they do to their people, and then after 20, 30, 40 years, they fall apart, and we stand around and act like we don't actually understand what's happening. We understand what's happening. We have to stop bribing these dictators with my tax dollars, because if I could vote on it, I would have told them 20 years ago to stop giving aid to all of these dictators. It does us no good.
There's Mike Broomfield. And so earlier in the week to the present time, no sooner had President Mubarak announced that he would not seek re-election, protesters wanted him out. Now he's announced he will go out, and now there is all this speculation as to what the Egyptian people are going to have now to deal with. Either way, the country is certainly there. They're ready for the post-Mubarak order. That's what they said they wanted. There are a lot of other countries that are watching this. You can be sure the people who live in these other countries are going to want to try to do some of the same things, because Libya and Syria and Jordan, they all want out of what
is going on leadership-wise in their countries. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And so going forward, we want all Egyptians to know America will continue to do everything that we can to support an orderly and genuine transition to democracy in Egypt.
There's our president, Mr. Obama, and his assurances. At least it seems that he's assuring us, the American people, but I'm sure a lot of people listening around the world as well, to our tone, the orderly change to democracy. That's the byword. That's the focus. Meanwhile, Steve Malzberg on his program in New York City, talking about a number of things, the involvement of various parties, the Muslim Brotherhood, et cetera, et cetera. What is the scenario for the transition, if you will, and to the new government? Let's listen to this and see what we glean out of that.
Hosni Mubarak, ladies and gentlemen, announcing to the world and to Egypt that he's sorry to the victims of the violence who have been killed and injured in the protests. He has amended the Constitution. He will not accept foreign dictation, no matter who it comes from. Are you listening, Barack Obama? And he basically said that he's not going anywhere, although he has transferred at least some of his power to his vice president, and the Egyptian military will ensure that transition of power. And he did talk about the elections in September as being the point where he will acquiesce and leave. But he didn't indicate, at least to me, that he's leaving any time before then. Joining us now to talk about all this is Richard Grenell, former Assistant Secretary of State to the United Nations, worked closely with Ambassador John Bolton and many others in the UN. Hello, Richard. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, you know, he was defiant. He repeated he will not run in the elections again in September, which we already knew. He praised the Egyptians for seeking a better future, says all regimes make mistakes. He wants to amend the 6 constitutional articles, butt out of our affairs, he said at the beginning and at the end, in not so many words. But he didn't say, I'm stepping down, bye, here's my VP, your new leader. Basically, he said he's going to have some of my powers and the military will make sure everything is going to transition through September.
It is a huge drama going on in the Middle East, and I'm pretty sure we are watching the Berlin Wall falling, not only for Egypt, but I think the entire region. The news today is unbelievable. I mean, the protesters are not stopping, and Mubarak is digging in. One of the things that I am very concerned about is this White House doesn't seem to know what they're doing. When we had student protesters, legitimate student protesters seeking democracy in Iran, Barack Obama couldn't say a word about it. He chose to say nothing. He was silent. Then when it happened in Tunisia, again, this White House was completely silent. When the student protesters who make no mistake started this protest and really pushed for economic reform, that's how this started. And then the Muslim Brotherhood jumped on board, and a lot of the bad opposition groups tried to make hay and take advantage of this process. Then we have the White House trying to move Mubarak out and getting involved with an ally's affairs. And what I'm puzzled with is I don't think Obama knows what he's doing.
No, really? This is a genius. Nobody else has ever said that before. All right, Michael, now let's see. Don in Las Cruces, let's get your thoughts on this, please, sir.
If you look at all of foreign aid given out, the two top recipients of foreign aid are Egypt and Israel. For every $2 that we give to Israel, we give $1 to Egypt. And what we've been doing for the last 30 years is for non-intervention, for the peace between Egypt and Israel, and for non-intervention in those affairs and Mubarak's government, what we've been doing is paying them off. The heads of Israel and the head of the United States right now are really debating what that aid has cost us, especially since when you look at the tear gas canisters, when you look at all those military vehicles, what you're going to discover that they came from the United States. This is truly a troubling moment in the Middle East.
I think this guy, he doesn't want to leave it in peace. He doesn't want to leave the country in one piece. He just wants to tear it apart before he leaves. I don't know if he has a brain or he has his brain somewhere elsewhere. He's saying that he wants to keep the country in one piece and he wants to keep the country safe and dignity and this blah, 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 blah. For the last 30 years, he is trying to keep what he's keeping. He doesn't keep anything. He's just taking it from a different island. He's ruling another country.
Somebody in the main square in Cairo talking about President Mubarak. As we finish off this hour of the countdown with the number one issue,